Utah Supreme Court justice resigns amid allegations of affair with lawyer in redistricting case. By Elizabeth Weibel on May 8, 2026. A Utah Supreme Court justice resigned from her position amid allegations that she had an affair with a lawyer who was involved in a case regarding Utah redrawing its congressional maps. In a letter addressed to Utah Governor Spencer Cox, R. Utah Supreme Court Justice Diana Hogan expressed that it was with deep sadness that she was resigning, adding that she was doing it with profound love and respect for her colleagues on the Utah Supreme Court. "It is with deep sadness that I tender my immediate resignation as a justice of the Utah Supreme Court," Hogan said. "I do this with profound love and respect for my colleagues on the court, who are not only brilliant jurists but also dedicated, hard-working public servants. I sincerely regret the disruption my sudden departure will cause the court and the parties who come before it." The announcement of Hogan's resignation from the state's high court comes nearly a month after allegations surfaced that she and David Ryman, who served as the former lead attorney for the League of Women Voters in Utah's redistricting battle, had a possible connection, 2Coot News reported. While Hogan has previously denied a conflict of interest, and ended up recusing herself from all cases involving Ryman in May 2025. The Judicial Conduct Commission was reported to have later opened an independent investigation as a result of a complaint that had been filed. Hogan's resignation comes nearly a month after allegations surfaced about a possible connection between her and David Ryman, the former lead attorney for the League of Women Voters who had argued that the Republicans' proposed congressional maps were illegal. Hogan had previously denied a conflict of interest, stating that her last involvement in the redistricting case was in October 2024. In May 2025, she voluntarily recused herself from all cases involving Ryman. In a statement, she pointed out that her recusal was reflected in the court's September 15, 2025, opinion in the case. "For the last three decades, I have worked for earn a reputation for professionalism, fairness, and integrity," Hogan added. "Throughout my career as a prosecutor and over the last 9 years on the bench, I have faithfully upheld my oath to the Constitution and the ethical obligations that govern our profession." In April, Cox, along with Utah House Speaker Mike Schultz, R., and Utah Senate President J. Stuart Adams, had announced an investigation regarding the allegations Hogan had an affair with Ryman, the Salt Lake Tribune reported.